Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wetting. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in with the shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few twins. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Tuned in to All Bars Radio being brought to you by, pregame radio 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody rocking with us. Today's Thursday, you know, about to start the weekend off, get good shit going. About to have y'all fun. You know, first weekend in April. You know, springtime is here. You know, y'all know how that goes as far as the parties, the barbecues, the fling relationships, and all that good shit. But definitely hit us up. Of course, we got new music from Nikki Barb's Twitter followers. So definitely, if you sent the music tonight, tonight you want to tune in, see if it hits the air, see what we think about it. Of course, you're more than welcome to call in 347-857-4302. Nikki, what's going on? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Black? What's going on?
Oh, you know, same old shit, just chilling.
Chilling? That's good.
You know how I do.
Exactly. Well, hello, everyone. You're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, a.k.a. at How's Your Head Game on Twitter. Hope everyone had a swell week. Friday's about to hit. And the weekend is definitely approaching. And the weather is getting nice, isn't it, Black?
Yeah, but it's not. Y'all have to be out in fucking flip-flops, booty shorts.
Oh, but I'm so ready. I've seen it.
It ain't time for that yet.
It's not. I said the weather is getting nice. Key words, getting.
Yeah, but, you know, there's heifers out there already dressed like that, you know. Like they ain't got a bit of good sense, like they never had warm weather before in their life.
I definitely did see a couple of people wearing flip flops and X, Y, and Z. I did see that. Shout out! I have a couple of shout outs to give. Shout out to @CG the Prince. one of the All Vibes promoters. Shout out to at Mr. underscore Chris underscore P. Another one of the All Vibes promoters. Shout out to at London S underscore Cha. Let's see. Shout out to at Bad underscore Company SC. Shout out to, of course, no other than at Thoughts of Sand, one of the All Vibes execs, co-owner, I believe. It's really nice to see that you flooded my timeline like old days. I love it, though. You definitely went ham and spreading the word about the show tonight, and all I see is his tweets on my timeline. So shout out to at Thoughts of Sand. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him. Damn, if I can get past all of that. Oh, yes. Shout out to at Boxman36. He's definitely one of my La Familia people on Twitter. And if you go to my bio, you will definitely see that I have hashtag La Familia. Definitely one of the Twitter groups on Twitter that you want to kind of follow, because we all have K's. We all have, most likely, I think I'm the only one that has the least amount of followers. Everybody else has 20K and better. Everybody else has 100,000 followers, 20,000 followers. We are a familiar. We do gain. So at any time point, and any moment, I want to reach another 1,000 followers, I hit them up and they spread the word and they retweet my shit, and they definitely do spread the word and tell other people to follow me, which they do. And
well,
okay,
you need to tell them niggas to tell them other niggas to
no,
follow me.
No, I will not. I will not. Why? I thought about that. I think I thought about that, Black. You don't think I look out every time I get a follower, I want them to follow you? But the way that your account is set up, a lot of people will be mad as hell on Twitter, and they will follow you and unfollow you the next day because they will see that you will not follow them back.
Yeah, but I will tweet them, though. You know what I'm saying? It won't be like they follow and then I won't. You know what I mean? I'll tweet them and shit, give them shout-outs. You know, that's the way my account's set up, and my account won't get fixed unless I get more followers. Once I get more followers, then Twitter will let me follow more people.
It just seems so weird to me, because that's never been my case, though.
You know, because you've always had mad niggas following you. You always had that type of ratio.
Exactly, because I started from the bottom with Twitter. I really did.
Started from the bottom.
I did, because I started from the bottom where I had almost every single newscaster, author following me before I got to even understand how to even work Twitter and to even go out there and hey, you, follow me back. Yeah, I started from the bottom. Most people can tell you, they remember me when I had like 300 followers. They was gonna be like, damn, I remember when you had 300 followers, Nikki. But now you have what? So it's just like, yeah, it started from the bottom. I had like 2 followers. I was once the person following, like, I was once the person, I would follow like 300 people, but then like 100 people would be following me. And shout out to at Roxy Blue, because she was like, oh no, that's not how we give it up. You're supposed to have more followers than you're following. So she has to go into my account and just start unfollowing people so that we evened up. I did start from the bottom with Twitter, but I never had that. This is what I'm saying. Like, I never had it to where Twitter restricted me from following people back because I wasn't gaining followers. I don't know. But I guess that's some new shit that they started after I hit 5K.
I don't know. You know, you say like you hit 5K, like it was so long ago, which it probably was.
It was so long ago. But being that we're on the topic of Twitter, you know, I like to take it to Twitter every now and then. And there were some trending topics on my timeline today, boy. A couple of them I did not participate in, but I've seen a lot of my followers participating in, and I just want to say you guys are too funny. Hashtag, for real, for real. And one of them is hashtag best lie ever. And then the second one is hashtag describe your crush. And you can only imagine how people were describing people on my timeline. But if you had to participate, Black, in hashtag best lie ever, what is your best lie?
The best lie is the lie that we get exposed.
I have a whole list of them. I'm sorry, y'all. And for those who maybe, you know, heard me say these things that I'm about to say,
you know, because, see, if you participate, you stitch on yourself because of whoever you hit with that best lie.
Oh, wow. Hit me up to see if I was actually talking about you, though. Like, do me that solid. Hit me up and say, yo, when you said that, were you really lying to me? Hit me up. I'll let you know. But, black, hashtag, that's why ever.
Yeah, I'm not snitching on myself, son. That's
Hashtag, that's why ever. I love you.
That's anybody, though.
So say it, because I'm pretty sure you said it and you didn't mean it.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. And when
you're not. But see, I wasn't the one that really, you know what I mean? If I loved you, then I'll tell you. But if I didn't, you wouldn't hear that come out of my mouth. You might even say, yo, I got love for you or shit like that. But you never hear me say, I love you in such a fucking, in the same sentence like that.
Honestly?
If I said I love you, like, you know, I love you. But if I didn't, you ain't hear me say that. Not even using the term loosely, you know what I mean? That's, you know.
Okay. Hashtag, let me, I'm now you make me feel bad about that one, but moving on. Moving on. Hashtag, best lie ever.
Another best lie ever? Yo, I'll pay you next week.
Damn it. I get hit with that all the time. I know it's a lie, too. That's why half the time, you know what I'm saying, I don't even stress it, but that's one of the biggest lies people tell. I got you next week. Next week come around, where you at?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag best lie ever. You're the only one.
Hashtag best lie ever. My phone was on silent.
Chill, because my phone stays on silent 24/7, and it's a bad habit. I definitely do need to take it off silent because I miss a lot of phone calls and texts. I don't lie when I say my phone's on silent.
Right.
I'm dead serious. And you know what? My boyfriend can testify to that because he honestly, I don't know, not that he hates it, but he be looking at me like, why the fuck is your phone on silent? So.
That means he hates it.
He does hate it. He does. But, hashtag best lie ever before we go into the next one. Damn. You were the best I've ever had. No?
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely the beat you hear behind you.
I do. That is the beat I hear behind me. Give me one more chance. I need one more chance.
Nah, that's the Benjamin, son. I'm not sure you got that beat mixed up with something else. Well, let's see. Best lie ever. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Hashtag best lie ever. I'm about to come. Hi, condom.
Yeah, that ain't even cool. Let's go to the next one. I'm done with that one after that last one. I'm done.
Wow, are you done with the last one? All right. Hashtag describe your crush. Tall, dark, handsome. Describe your crush, what?
Describe my crush. Funny. Wow. I guess I got a bit too over questions, but I guess it's one that I'm digging, I guess, will work, right?
Shout out to my homie at Sir Spliff 30. Shout out to at Sir Spliff 30. He says, worst lot ever. I am clean, trust me. That is that. I've actually heard some dirty people say that.
Yeah, then that's not the best lie ever.
It is. People say that.
No, but it can't be the best lie ever.
Well, correction, he says worst lie. I'm sorry, worst lie.
Because if the motherfucker is visibly dirty and they say they clean, you know they bullshit.
I'm sorry, it's the worst lie. Worst lie ever.
Exactly, that is the worst lie ever.
The worst lie. What's some of the worst lies you heard, Black? Like,
some of the worst lies I've heard? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Worst lies ever. Yo, I'm on the list. Who performed tonight? Oh no, so how are you on the list? You don't even know what party this is.
Damn.
Let's see it. Another worst lie? Oh, yeah, I'm coming through.
Shut up.
I wasn't even talking about you because, see, I already knew. I told you, if I don't hear from you by such and such time, I know you're not coming.
Okay.
So, see, you was excluded from that one. You just told her your motherfucking self.
That's it. But go on, though.
Huh?
I said I did. But go on, though.
Let's see. Another worst lie ever? Or the worst lies that's been told to me?
Yes.
It's been a couple, and you know, just with the situation,
makes
it, the worst lie, like,
about being virgin. Yes, worst lie ever. I'm a virgin. Worst lie ever. I've never done this before.
Oh, I wouldn't believe you if you told me that bullshit.
Why not? I'm a virgin.
And I'm light skinned. You're a virgin, I'm light skinned. With good hair.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know me, though. So would you believe me if I told you I was a virgin?
No!
Why?
Because it's
you
over how
you just met me. You don't know me from a hole in the wall. You don't know
hell,
me. You don't know
Nope. Because it's a certain, I hate to use this word, but it's a certain swagger that virgins have. It's a certain way that they're carrying themselves.
I don't carry myself as a virgin. Damn. Wow.
You know, and it's a certain way, like her mannerisms, the way she walks, shit like that.
I don't walk like I'm a virgin.
Yo, it's a different way. Your ass has a different jiggle to it.
Cool, but
now saying when you a virgin and you walking and you switching, you ain't got no jiggle. But as soon as that hymen gets busted, your shit is like jello, my nigga.
If your hymen is busted, you just going shake. Yeah, your hymen's busted, so there's no friction in between to make your ass cheeks stay stiff while you walk. Oh my gosh.
So, if I'm just hearing you telling me you're a virgin and I walk and I see you got a jiggle in your ass, you know, yeah, you're fucking lying.
That's sad that you... I think I walk kind of holy-like. I think I...
You know what? That doesn't... You work with that. That doesn't surprise me at all.
What?
That doesn't surprise me at all. You got a holy... You walk like you holy.
I never thought I had, like, a slutty walk. I've seen slutty walk.
You've seen slutty walk?
Yeah.
What you would consider the slutty walk. You know for a fact she ain't no damn virgin. Right,
like I've seen the slutty walks, like the extra twist, the twitch, like the hip movement. That's crazy. You said they showed me the skin though.
I'm just saying.
You already know. Well,
I'm not gonna. I have been a chick did try to catch me like that. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, but I'll play along.
Yeah. What's going on in the sports world today, Bob?
Well, last night the New York Knicks beat the Atlanta Hawks. You know, I believe that's number 6 in a row. That's Carmelo's third plus 30-point game this season with the Knicks. So, you know, we're doing pretty good. And since the Heat's win streak got cut, you know, we're pretty much the best in the East right now. We're headed into the end of the season, to the playoffs, so we're doing pretty well. Of course, our Brooklyn Nets, I believe, are off tonight. Baseball still in preseason opening, not preseason, but opening day. The Mets and the Yankees had theirs. I believe that they both have games this weekend, so we'll definitely check that out, see what's going on with that.
Cool. So I guess I'm into sports. You know, am I a true fan? No. I'm not a true fan. No, but would I watch a game? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Do I understand? You know, you may be like, no, fuck out of here. You don't understand the game, but I think I do for the most part.
Okay, no matter what sport it is, right? If you can understand the overall basics of the game, like how the motherfuckers score and how the rules are, shit like that. Like, you ain't got to know who's who or whatever. As long as you know the overall basis of the game, you're cool in my book. I'll explain the other shit to you. But I can't take those chicks, you're watching the game, and she's like, oh, well, who's that? And what did he just do? And, okay, well, why did he stop the game? I hate that shit with a passion.
I don't do that.
Huh?
I don't talk like that. Like, I understand the game, though.
Like I said, as long as you understand it, you're good in my book. You are 100% good. You know, but that's like if you was watching one of your girly shows or some shit that the dudes have no business in, and every 30 seconds when something happened, he go, hey, what should happen? And you got to stop and explain. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's your definition of a girly show? Can I share that?
No, come on, sir. You know them shits that all you fucking girls watch, some shits that all y'all girls that get together and fucking talk about.
I don't have time to watch TV like that, so explain, please. What are you talking about, like things like Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, shit like that.
I don't watch that.
You know, shit like Bad Girls Club, Sex and the City, shit like that. You know, or what's that new shit that's out now all the girls are watching? Scandal.
Oh, I love fucking Scandal. Shout out to Kerry Washington. I love Scandal.
See?
Yeah, but I know a lot of men that like it too.
Yeah. See, women like that shit for the storyline and all that Scandal shit. Men like it because they get to see Kerry Washington.
So you think the guys are just watching it for Kerry Washington?
Yeah. I have yet to hear a dude talk about Scandal, and that was a good story.
No, because you know what, though? You're going to make me ask my boyfriend if that's why he watched Scandal with me. If
now,
it's for Kerry Washington. He's going to be honest.
I never heard a dude say that. No, don't put the nigga on the spot like that.
No, but you know what? No, but she said that, yeah, he did the whole, I know that he likes Kerry Washington's mouth. I know that.
What that mouth do,
right? I know that. I know. So I know that when he watches her, I know he's looking at her mouth. I know that because we already had this conversation. So, discussion.
You know, like I said, I've never heard a dude on my Facebook, Twitter.
But overall, he thinks it's a good show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, it's not trash. It's a good show. There's many different, you know, series that come out that aren't really, they're really ass. So, you know, besides that, he thinks that it's a good show. But, you know, he be watching Carrie wash his mouth.
You know, so what that mouth do?
That's crazy. You know what's so funny? Because I was trending on my timeline the other day. I think I did get into it, but it was only a couple of tweets though.
I saw you with that what that mouth do shit.
You did. I only did like two tweets though. I think I was like hashtag with that. I think I do remember one of them. Hashtag what that mouth do, I put wonders.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, see, that is what you call a thirst trap fucking tweet right there.
How?
Because a nigga be like, oh, where are you? Yeah, I wonder what that mouth do on you, yo. Like, that's just...
Wonders what that mouth do, snap back.
You see?
What's
a thirst trap tweet, my nigga?
But I'm snappy.
That's how your regular pervert thirsty dude would take it. That's all I'll say.
Well, whatever. I don't really care what anybody else thinks or maybe even so what their mouth does. I don't care. But what I do want to get into, though, because I know a lot of people that suffer from allergy is really bad, like, and my mother is one of them, but the top 10 worst cities for allergies this year, starting off with the highest, is Jackson, Mississippi. Second, we have Knoxville, Tennessee. Then we have McAllen, Texas. We have Louisville, Kentucky. We also have another part in Texas. I can't pronounce it, though. Chattanooga?
You got it. Chattanooga. That's where your boy Justin Timberlake is from.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We also have Wichita, Kansas. We also have Dayton, Ohio. Did I say it right?
Sure.
It's spelled W-I-C-H-I-T-A. Okay, I said it right. Then we have number 7, Dayton, Ohio. Then we have Memphis, Tennessee. Then you have Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Then you have Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They say residents in Springfield, Massachusetts, Buffalo, New York, and Grand Rapids, Michigan may face, you know, not as likely as high allergy as the rest of those top 10 cities. But if you are living in those areas, take some Benadryl.
Get some Benadryl.
And also go to your doctor and, you know, see how you can prevent from having watery eyes, itchy throats. Not fun to have an allergy. But with that being said, Black, I know we have, who are we going to play tonight?
Oh, well, I got a whole bunch of stuff. I got, the Twitter name is @ACGSP, Atlantic City Garden State Pusher.
Shout out to Angela's tweets, Boss Barb, yes. I'm sorry to cut you off, but she's going hard right now on Twitter. So shout out to her. If anybody doesn't know, y'all better fucking recognize her. Y'all better know who the fuck she is. She is Boss Barb. She is the creator, the owner, the founder of All Barbs. And if there was no her and the movement, there would be no me and this show right now. So everybody definitely salute and take a hat off to Angela Sweets. Y'all go follow her. She's down with AP Promotion. She does a lot of marketing, and she's just really good at what she does. And for those who, she was definitely on board with us. She held the interview part segment of the show on Tuesdays. And if you go back, because all my shows are recorded, and I have shows for like a year now, so to really fuck with me, you can go back all the way to there, and then you definitely would catch her on air with us, chopping it up. She was definitely the good one, the goody girl. She was my yang. She was definitely the good girl. So definitely shout out to Angela Sweets. Y'all make sure y'all please go follow her. Salute her. She definitely does a lot, and she goes hard for what she does. And if y'all don't understand what the All Bar movement is, y'all need to fucking figure it out, because, hello, y'all don't want to be out here supporting shit that y'all don't know what y'all supporting. So definitely hit her up, please. And Black, back to you with who we are going to play. You said at who?
AC GSP. And this is his new joint called Bad Chick off of his mixtape, Hashtag Kill Whack Rappers.
Hashtag Kill Whack Rappers? That's what he did? Okay, I got to hear this.
So, you definitely got to see what it is. And we'll be right back. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. It's All Balls Radio, and we'll be right back.
She love popping mollies and she love taking dicks. She love stunting on these hoes while we on the strip. She love to run her mouth so niggas can't tell her shit. She got an ass so fat like Nicki. I grind up on it while I'm giving her a hickey. She turn around and kiss me while she feeling on my sippy. I start to licky licky when I get up in them pickies. I'm a freak by nature. Big dick nigga and I'm about my paper. The girl looking hard like a nigga won't take her. My girl like girl, she'll fuck around and scrape her. Cause everything she wear, designer. She suck my cockiness, Rihanna. My girl is super freaking nice, talking Rick James. You think I'm Trey Songz, how the neighbors know my name. Let's go.
But some Vickies make me wanna get behind her.
Yeah.
This is the fly shit, only due to the designer. She tryna know my level, so it wasn't hard to find out.
Nope.
I just wanna know your name, hey. Baby, you know the game. Nope. Home run first night, that's really my only aim. They say I'm one of a kind, a lot of niggas have changed. Wanna get a little fame, I start to build up a name. I'm different, I stay the same. So she's working for a real nigga. Plus I know some shooters that'll hurt you for a real. They can have them come and deal with it. Only if you make me out. Young guns, no safety, they impatient, they can't wait to blow.
Yeah.
Come and shorty, take it slow. Let me turn your life around. Lick me up, say white. Me down a few before I pipe it out. I'm just trying to ball out. Drink it till I fall out. Body like Nicki, make a nigga wanna call out.
Donkeys on a diet, spraying all my jewels, I know I start a riot.
riding with the blicker. Messing up a makeup. You blowing up a phone. She ain't trying to pick up. Drinking out the bottle. Leaning with a model. I throw 100 racks up. You think I hit the lotto? Riding with the wolves. I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over. Go and bend it over. Let me plank on it. Put a drink on it. Heard you a freak. Put my name on it. Montana.
Brother love boys, baby, doing the most. If I look at his friend, he be gripping his toes. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my leg behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna bleed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wings in me, pasa. Big fat pussy, Mufasa. Hit up Green Acres, hit up Blue Plaza. Some of them said them gully, some of them said them Gaza.
Where my bad bitches at? Rude girl make noise. Rude girl make noise. Rude girl act the fuck up. Act the fuck up. Act the fuck up. Act the fuck up. Montana!
Yes, really? Back. Yes, really.
Some girls
are
freaks.
I know that's your shit, son.
That is my shit, and I was over here jamming. Damn it.
I know that's your shit. But that other joint, that Garden State Pusher joint, I really gotta say that was a breath of fresh air, yo. Considering what we had last week.
Hell yeah. That was. So what you think about that? Elaborate on how you feel about the song.
I was definitely rocking with it. Like the beat, it's you know, original beat, I definitely got to check back with him on that one, but, and just how the whole shit came out, was a real cool party joint, something to rock with in the whip. You know, that was that song, I can see Bill playing that show while he's ready to go out.
He was like, he was really vulgar, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know.
What? Wait, hold up. You saying somebody's too fucking vulgar?
No, but I was getting ready to say to each his own, I like that shit. You see, you didn't let me finish. bad chick. He's talking about, the song Bad Chick, you can tell that he was describing his definition of a bad chick. You know what I'm saying? He described, you know, he said on point, I fell with the title of the song and where he was going with it as far as, you know, what he does to her, how he makes her, how she makes him feel, you know what I'm saying, and X, Y, and Z. So, overall, what are you giving that?
I'm giving that an 8.
You're giving it an 8? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give it a 7.5. So, shout out to... What's the name again? I'm sorry.
HCGSP.
HCGSP. Shout out to you. All right. Some of the topics that I want to touch on tonight. I don't know, hopefully you can help me out with it. Hopefully you can give me some insight. But what do you think about this? Is taking a break healthy for a relationship to build? You know, do you think that it's necessary, it's healthy, it's for the good to basically tell your significant other, your partner, like, hey, you know, things are kind of getting crazy right now between you and I just think that we should take a break. Do you think that that's healthy for relationships? Do you recommend?
I feel like this, if either party says they want to take a break, that means there's someone else that they're interested in, and they want to test the waters with that.
No. You're absolutely wrong. What the fuck I mean is coming from a person who says that, hey, I want to have space right now from you. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't because there was somebody else. It wasn't because I wanted to test the waters with anybody else. No, what it was I needed to regroup, regain myself, and really think about how far am I taking the situation right now? Is the situation really worth the cause of me wanting to walk away? Or is it really worth me wanting to stay with this individual? Like, I have to think for a second. And I don't need to think with you up underneath me or you or us doing the normal thing. Like, you call, we talking every single day. We see each other every single day. I can't do that right now. So what I need right now is a little bit of space, or we need to just take a break.
Right.
So
and you want to reassess and all that good shit and say some motherfucking name Dexter come rolling around and show you a good time and shit. They like, I don't know if this is really working with Ray Sean. You know, and then you start to wait shit out.
To me, it's all about that individual. Because that wasn't my mentality. Now, when I wanted to have space, right, if I had, I didn't broadcast me having space. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for those who knew that, hey, you know, like, and it's only my best friends who know that, okay, right now me and so-and-so, we're not getting along. Or not even that we're not getting along. Like, right now I'm mad at him and I'm just not talking to him right now. You know what I'm saying? It's only close people that know that. So were there other people that came around, or were there other people that, there's people that do that. Yeah, there are guys that wait for a female to have that break or space for her man to, I guess, kind of step in and kind of show or prove and tell, like, hey, look, he wasn't for you fucking enemy. Look. Look at how he got you right now. Like, how mad you are right now at him. What type of nigga is this? Why would he do that to you? But, I mean, it also depends on the person's willpower, because you can easily be, to be honest with you, if you want space or a break, that's not the atmosphere you should really be in. But if you happen to, you know, go, or if you want to have space and, hey, you want to go out with your friends this night and go out with the, you know, fresh air, take your mind off or something, hang out, you know what I mean, and you're around somebody that happens to kind of make those, you know, gestures like, hey, like, what's wrong? Talk to you. Tell me about it. You know, like, it's up to that individual if she feels, you know, if she's weak enough to fall into that and not know that that was already his plan going into that. And just stay strong and just, I guess, utilize her fucking having fresh air for having fresh air. And that's that. You can't always say that somebody saying that they want space or a break is just because they're someone else. Like, I don't believe that.
Well,
because,
well, you know what? It's then, you know what, you are definitely in a rare fucking breed of, you know what I'm saying? You're definitely a rare breed, you know what I mean? Because it's like I said, it's different for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Most people, you know, a good majority, you know what I'm saying, that's exactly what it is. They want to take a break because, you know, they feeling constricted and they want to fucking, you know, test the water, see what else is out there before they decide they really want to get tied down, or they're just an all-around fucking commitment phobe, you know. And
now, Go ahead.
And that's what happens. They just use that as a, you know, as a, as a concept.
I mean, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you got to also think about people taking breaks. You know, like, yeah, you have some females that want to take a break because they may still too constricted by their man. Their man may always be on them, like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Who is that? Who are you talking to? You know, X, Y, and Z. So they may be like, oh, I may want to take a break. Usually those type of breaks, I don't think are the breaks. I think those breaks are the breaks to kind of, like, for her to kind of move on or for her to kind of, like, you know, for sure that she doesn't want to fuck with you no more type of break. Because I've known a couple of females that been in those type of situations where they felt like, damn, like, you know, this nigga, all she do is just fucking be such a pain in my ass, like, you know, every 2 seconds, like, what am I doing? Where am I going? I get up. It's like, where are you going? What you doing? Who's that? What do you want to do? Like, she's just like, I can't. I don't know how to tell him this. So what I'm going to tell him is that I just want to take a break right now and just basically just stray away from him.
Oh, you know, like, well, it's all real shit. But if I was... If she told me that, you know what I'm saying, I would, you know, I would think, you know, she wants it to be over. And I'll fuck around, I'll call a bluff. Word, then, you know, we have fun, it is what it is, and it's over. And then call her bluff, see what she says about that. Like I said, that's just most chicks, not all of them. Don't think I'm a dirtbag, but it is what it is. So, have you ever used that line on a dude you just was trying to get away from? You use that, we should take a break shit?
In that situation, because he was overcrowding me?
Yeah.
No. Come on, Black, you know me better than that. I'll straight up tell the nigga, back the fuck off. What the fuck are you doing? Like, who am I talking to? Do you fucking pay my bill? Who am I talking to? You better be lucky that I'm fucking even talking to you right now.
Yeah, that's a little... I don't know. That's just what we would call in the business crazy.
I mean, because this is how I feel like... If you just, you know what I'm saying, if you're just somebody that I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying, you know, you can feel in the air that there's a slight interest in between, you know, there's a slight chemistry between, you know, you and I, you know, don't overstep your fucking boundaries. Like, don't do that. If we're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, for some females, you know, some females make it clear to their man, like, okay, well, you know, you can ask me what I'm doing. Who am I talking to, you know, where am I going, you know, if you want to know, you can ask me, I don't mind. It's about, like, overstepping your boundaries, though. It's about, like, how you do it. Like, don't be excessive with that shit, because I'm pretty sure anybody, male or female, is going to want to back the fuck out of that situation. Somebody
sure.
Consistently talking to them, like, what are you doing, like, where are you going, who's that, like, who, what?
Now, have you ever been that type of female, like, hey, who you on, where you with? Why you ain't
nope.
Answer your phone? I called you 15 times.
No, and it's not that, and it's not because I don't care. It's because I do things differently. Like, if I want to know something, I go about it differently. I'm not the type to, I'm not a nag, because I believe on, like, I believe in doing unto others as they shall do unto you. So I don't want you to nag me. I'm not going to nag you. If I don't want you to disrespect me, I'm not going to disrespect you. Or try not to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can become belligerent at times, yes. But, I mean, my man should tell you, like, I don't even think I really asked him, like, who are you talking to? I've never, I mean, because, you know, most for the most part, you know, I pretty much, I want to say I know who he talks to because I'm always around him. And when I'm around, his phone, it doesn't go off. So there's no reason for me to ask him who's that.
So that should be on silent.
His phone don't be on silent. It's crazy because his phone don't be on silent. You will hear that fucking whistle sound of a notification shit that he has all day. I mean, you know, like, it doesn't. His phone is always on fucking high rate. If he will be the one, like, damn, I lost my, like, I can't find my phone. Can you call my phone, babe? And I will call it, and we will hear it. Me? Assed out.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not... I don't really, you know, I don't really ask him, like, where you going? Because I know where he wants to really be, and that's with me. So it's, where are you going? It's my house? Okay.
Oh, isn't that precious?
You know, like.
That's what's up. You're all confident with it, too. He wants to be with me. Fuck these bitches.
He does. No place like home.
No place like home, huh?
Nope. But, I mean, you know, I've never been the type. Have you ever been the nagging type?
Nah, not the nagger, you know what I'm saying? Because you know me, I'm real cool, laid back. You go do what you do, and you know what I'm saying? I've never really been that all up in your shit, because I'm, you know, hell, I like my space, I like my privacy, so I never, you know, I feel if you want to tell me, then you tell me. If not, fuck it. But if I ask you, don't fucking lie about it.
That's me too. If I ask you, just don't lie about it. That's how I am. And I'm big on that because, yeah, if I have to ask my man, who was that? Don't lie to me. If I have to ask him, where is he going? Where is he, you know, who, don't lie to me.
I'm sorry,
it's always like when you don't want to find out shit, you just find out shit. So.
Oh,
is that? I had a fucking really interruption, but I didn't want to interrupt you because you was definitely elaborating on what I was talking about. But remember Tuesday when that follower of mine?
Yeah, that follower of yours.
Yeah, at 0940. Remember him?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, who called in. He had a lot to say to me or to say about what he felt about addictions. And, you know, I really felt, you know, I feel for you, I guess, because, you know, it's a thing to struggle with. You know, I don't know what that's like. And for those who do struggle with certain type of addictions, like severe addictions, because I'm the first to say that I'm addicted to a lot of things. Like, I'm addicted to certain things. You know, certain things I'm pretty sure I could go without, but because, you know, I can do with them and I can do it, I do it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, for those who suffer with severe, like that severe addiction, like, you know, I don't know what it's like, but, you know, more power to you. But do you know that he has a blog? He has a blog talk show, like us. And he's on right now while we're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a relationship show. Like, really? And then you have like some of your. I don't know what this tweet is about, but I'm a read it. It's coming from at KLM_enter1. And it says, at 9:00, you on the show? Laugh out loud. How's your head game said? This is her last for a while. OG likes the topic. Hashtag Twitter goon. I don't know what that means exactly, but shout out to you at 9-0 for doing your thing and whatever you got going on. I'm definitely not a hater, so I just, you know, I would want to tune into that relationship one-on-one.
You know, it's I'll say his views are definitely different from any I've heard from anyone else before.
Right, and everybody is entitled to their own opinion. You know, did I feel like a little bit he was attacking me? A little bit, but, you know, also he was going on what he wanted to talk about. He was going off what we were talking about initially, so, I respect him for that much. But, like I said again, shout out to you on what you're doing. Kudos. But before we go into this my next topic, who else do we have to spend?
We got it. Henny B, new track from him. You know, he's been around Rock and Roll Bars Radio for a while.
But wait, you said at who?
Henny B, it's me.
Okay,
you know, it's me, Henny B. He definitely hit us with a couple of bangers.
No, I know who he is. You know that I'm just like, I have a lot of followers, and I'm trying to get to his name, per se, and or type it in manually, but I hear you. So we're going to spend
Henny
B.
He got his new joint called Turn Down for what? 347-857-4302. Let us know what you think about it. It's All Bars Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm turned up, I don't know how to act. Now I broke, turned up to the max. Night young, got him blew a couple racks. Posted in the back, sipping on some cognac. Nigga, turn down for what? Turn down for what? So lit, spilling liquor on my feet. Talk shit and I'm going down your mic. Cause I'm way past my limit, but I'm too legit to quit. Bad bitches flexing, real niggas flexing. Tonight I'm going in, so we rocking in my section. Bitches everywhere and I'm loving the selection. I'm just hoping that I wake up with some recollection. You know I'ma show out whenever I go out. Head in the clouds, loud all the blowouts. Can't take it with me, so tonight I brought that dough out. I don't even drink it, but tell her to bring that mo out. Ain't no secret, yeah, you know the team.
We shut it down.
Online when I hit the scene.
I'm on that brown.
We out here, nigga, what you mean?
Wanna turn?
Cause they know it's going down whenever I come around. I'm turned up, I don't know how to act. Now I broke, turned up to the max. Night young, got him blew a couple racks. Posted in the back, sipping on some cognac. Nigga, turn down for what?
Turn up,
turn down for what?
Turn
down for what?
Turn up.
Yeah, I'm fucked up, still filling up. Everybody spinning, every day I'm winning. Far from being finished, this is only the beginning. Yeah, I'm drunk, told you way beyond my limit. And we still popping bottles like my team and wanna pin it. Fresh like Dougie, bad bitches love me. Henny got me stumbling, got a nigga feeling clumsy. Looking for a freak, yeah, I like I'm kinda slutty. Nice body, good brain like she studied. Whoa, they on it when I hit the door. I'm in my zone, trying to make some panties hit the flow. At this point, I'm feeling myself, you better watch your hoe. Drunker than a motherfucker, screaming, give me more. Drinking both hands, I can barely stand. Eyes low, looking like a nigga from Japan. I'm just trying to fuck, I ain't trying to be your man. Turn up, that's the plan. I'm turned up, I don't know how to act. Now I broke, turned up to the max. Night young, got him blew a couple racks. Posted in the back, sipping on some cognac. Make a turn, down for what?
Turn
down for what?
Turn down
for what?
Turn up.
Yeah, I'm fucked up, still feeling up.
bucks up. Roll your blunts up. If they hatin', tell them niggas get they bucks up. Fill your cups up. Roll your blunts up. If they hatin', tell them bitches get they bucks up. Turn up.
Turn up,
turn up,
turn up,
turn up. What
turn
the
up.
Fuck you turning down for? Turn up,
turn up,
turn up,
turn up.
Turn up, what the fuck you turning down for? I'm turned up, I don't know how to act. Now I broke, turned up to the max. Night young, got him blew a couple racks. Posted in the back, sipping on some cognac. Make a turn down for what?
Turn up, turn up,
turn down for what?
Turn up, turn up,
turn down for what?
Yeah, we're back on Bars Radio. That was Henny B with Turned Down for What? Nicky Boss, how'd you feel on that one?
I did not like it.
Yeah, Henny B, come on, son.
Come on, Henny B. I hated that. I don't... Oh, shit, because I had a lot to fucking say. I don't know. Like, I just went into space the whole time. I don't... Like, you lost me when you felt like being slutty because she had a nice body and she had her brain look like she studied. No.
What?
Yeah, he said that. I
yeah, well, that's what?
What? It's right. Because, like, because you want to know something? Like, I can really rip a nigga down by what she says in his song. Like, I can tell you what you don't do from what you say. Sorry.
So you saying he don't live his bars?
I'm not, I don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
To me, if you don't
like,
think he about that life, he not. Like,
I just smell over-exaggeration. How about that? In that song. I didn't like it. I did not like it.
I could say that's definitely one of my least favorite NEB tracks, you know, and I was rocking with him heavy. That would definitely have to be one of those tracks that I would skip over if I had the nigga mixtape.
I would skip over it. And I would...
I guess that joint was on the mixtape, I would skip it.
If that was a mixtape that I was behind or had any say-so in, that wouldn't even make the fucking mixtape. So it would be no reason, because why produce and put out a mixtape that people have to skip tracks over? You don't have to put thought into that project. Get your best 12 tracks out.
Yeah, you looking for shit. You know, people need to listen to from beginning to end. Like, you don't want
Yes. What the fuck is the point of buying somebody's album when you're only going to listen to two or three songs? Most likely the songs that were commercially played on the radio.
True indeed on that shit.
So all of that have singles.
But you know what? We can't like them all, and, you know, some niggas, you know, it's hit and miss sometimes. It is what it is.
Honey B.
Honey B, don't send no shit like that again.
Don't send me nothing like that again. I really don't. You know, and this is five. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it. I didn't like it. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Please do not send me anything like that again. And then
I didn't even punch it just out of respect, you know, because he's hit us with hot shit before.
Exactly, and that's the thing. But you know what? You know, I mean, it happens like that. You know, we get a whole bunch of, we get that, the streak where we get good songs, and then, you know, I mean, I'm not defining him off this track due to the fact that I've had heard good music. I just don't like this track. And I really want to stop talking about it before I keep saying more mean things. And I don't want to grade it. So I think we should get it to somebody else.
So, you know, what else did you want to talk about? What's next on the topic?
All right. Okay. You're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you feel if your partner has a friend in jail? Is it okay with them to write that person or visit them?
Yeah, because I'll be like, you know, that motherfucker would need all the help, all the kind words they can, you know, they can get.
What
about if my girl wants to write my nigga, yo, go right ahead. Just, you know, as long as either one of them are being inappropriate, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, I definitely do agree with you on that. I do. What if it's an old crush of your girlfriend? You know what I'm saying? And due to the fact that, you know, maybe he's been locked away for some years now, he's always had her address, maybe she still lives in the same address. And, you know, he just decides to write her and start writing her and talking to her and asking when you're going to come see me. Like, you know, you being a man in the relationship at that time point, like, you would accept that, you know, her going to go visit, you know.
Yo, go see the nigga. You want captain? You know, like I said, as long as there's no inappropriate shit, I could care less. You know, and you know me, I'm not the, you know, like I said, I'm not the jealous all over your shit type, you know. You had a life before me, so why shouldn't you keep up with that shit?
What if it's an old flame?
It's now. Then there's gonna have to be some motherfucking ground rules or something at that bitch.
Okay, so
like,
lay them out.
Yeah, you know, it's like if it's an old fling, like, and I know, like, she may still be holding an old torch for that nigga or whatever, then I'm like, nah, you can't go see that nigga. Like, that's
What if she doesn't hold an old torch for that nigga? But that nigga keeps consistently hitting her.
Nah, then I have to write like, yo, stop hitting on my girl, Seth. Like, you know, you gotta draw that line.
What if it's the old fling, right? And he's been locked away for so long that your girlfriend doesn't write, nor does she go visit that person, have written or went to go visit that person.
Mm-hmm.
But their last impression is, like, that they love this person and that when they come home that they plan on trying to make things work and trying to see where they are in life and trying to figure out what's going on and how they can make things right or pick up from where they left off.
That would be a trust issue, you know what I'm saying? Because I would trust her to give that respect. Like, she's not going to, you know what I'm saying, go and chat with the next nigga, no bullshit like that. Like, you know, like, that shit is not going to happen.
So, you mean, okay, so what you're saying to me is that that would rely on trust on her behalf. You would have to have trust in her that she wouldn't interact with him.
Yeah. Because it's not one way, you know what I'm saying? Most times when a person cheated on, it's because that person was being guilty or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But also in other instances, it is, you know what I'm saying, it's a two-way street. Like, that person got driven to do it because there was no attention at home or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It is definitely always something. You know, there's always some type of underlying issue or something. You know, so.
So, would you? Okay, so,
huh?
So what if this person, what if the person in jail doesn't know that the person that he's trying to reach out to is in a relationship right now due to the fact that she doesn't, she ignores or never, you know, or never basically took the time of her day to even entertain, like, write back or anything like that?
Well, then he's just, like, he's beating a dead horse. If she's not giving you, you know, if she's not giving you the time of day, she's not, you know what I'm saying, why are you even wasting the stamps and the paper?
What if that girl, what if your girlfriend was his first love?
Still don't know. If they're not reaching out, then it's their cause.
Would you recommend your girlfriend to write back this time and let him know what's up? Or would you just...
I think that would be fair. I think that would be fair. I think that would, you know, be the respectful thing to do. You know, like, hey, look, I got a girl that, you know, or, you know, fuck with such and such now, and I, you know, meeting friends and all that. You know, you got to draw those boundaries. Because if you don't draw the boundaries, you don't say something. It's like you saying, yeah, you can still write me, you can still hit me up and all that good shit if you want to.
I definitely do agree. I definitely do agree with what you're saying. You know, I mean, because, like, some people don't realize, you know, that when people are incarcerated, you know, whatever they're in there for is their business, you know. And sometimes interacting with people that they actually know, you know, outside, before they went into there is kind of somewhat a form of keeping their sanity. So yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. As long as it's innocent, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, that may have been your nigga that you grew up with for years. And, you know, he may be reaching out to you, want him to come check you, X, Y, and Z, and you should be able to do that and while maintaining a relationship with somebody that you do love. But if you are in a relationship with somebody, you know, an ex-boyfriend that runs out of things to do with his time and, yes, keeps writing you that the person that doesn't write back, you know, just because they can do that, they have fucking paper and pen, and they know your address, you know, you got to set boundaries because you don't want that person getting out thinking that everything is okay when it really isn't. You don't want to put your current situation in any type of danger or, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to bring that drama into your relationship. You should definitely make sure you cut all ties. You know, and sometimes, you know, it may be hard. Sometimes there's different scenarios where you have females that to presently be in this current situation, but then the nigga that's locked up is her kid's father, you know? And that may not be all what it may be cracked up to be, but how would you deal with that situation, Black, if your girlfriend's kid's father was in jail? Say if he was even dating a female that had kids. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I guess you met her at a time where, you know, I guess he was locked up and you guys, she moved on with her life. And, you know, she moved on with her life, but yet that's still their father. And he wants to do the whole corner of the house thing, to do for the kids. And you live there now. Like, how would you deal with that situation?
Well, if that's my girl, no, they're not living together. Like, that's not gonna fucking happen. That's just real. Nah, that's not gonna happen. You know, granted, yeah, I'll trust my lady 100%, but if you give them the room to be tempted, it'll happen. You know, that's just, like, you're asking for trouble. I'm saying, like I said, I'll have faith in my girl 100% that she won't do nothing, but sometimes you put the temptation in, it's just too strong to resist. Even the most loyal, trustworthy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You give them too much, so nah, they're not. But yeah, they should, you know, they got kids together, and he should be in their kids' life. And yeah, they should do stuff as a family.
All that. I would never want to interfere or take that away from it. You know what I'm saying? But that's where it should be. You know, you guys ain't together no more. You guys are now just parents. You know what I'm saying? So he has a team effort, and yeah, do stuff as family. I'll fall back if she goes, hey, me and my son's father and baby want to go to the movie. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. That gives me the free night to play fucking Xbox. Peace. Do what you do. But, like I said, I would, you know, I have enough faith, trust in my girl that she'll have enough faith, respect in me, not to do anything, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm, you know, like I said, I probably give the most leeway as a boyfriend ever.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Shit. Yo, she want to go out Friday night with her girls and knock yourself out. You want to go ahead and knock yourself out. Like I said, I firmly believe, yo, you had a life before me. That shouldn't stop because you got with me.
What if before she met you, she used to fucking go in clubs and like give dirty lap dances? That was her fun.
Now see, that's just disrespectful. Like I said, I'm all for going to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not supposed to go to the club, get drunk, and be grinding on some nigga like Coco and shit.
Oh my gosh. Is it my iced tea glass?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, and like I see, he gave her all the faith, trust in the world. Yo, you want to go to Vegas and headline a show? Go ahead. He ain't say, you want to go to Vegas and be kissing up on some unknown rapper nigga and let him take fucking naked photos of you? Go ahead. He ain't say that shit. He said, go out there, make your money, have fun. I'll get out there to see you. I'll see you when you come back. You know what I'm saying? He gave her all the faith and trust in the world.
But wait, who did she grind up on and take naked photos with?
Yo, it was a whole big scandal.
I've heard about it, but I forget who.
Because,
yeah,
you know, the sisters hit the net. They was all cuddled up and booed up in the club. And
oh, yeah.
This nigga was taking naked pics of her and shit like that. And photos of her twerking and all this good shit. You know what I'm saying? And my shit is, I have no resentment against Coco about that shit. You know what I'm saying? She's human. She got caught up. She got busted. My shit is her people, her entourage, her team. Y'all tell me y'all let these motherfucking pictures hit the fucking net? Yo, her security, that faggot nigga that be on the show with her, Soul G. He's going to go to the, hey, I'm going to need your phone. Hey, I'm going to need you to sign this confidentiality agreement. Like, that just shows her whole team was sloppy because they let them shits hit the net all over the place. Now, shit, I'm not saying Ice-T's no saint. Come on, this nigga was a former pimp. And they, you know, all what happens like that die fucking hard. But I bet you my bottom dollar that nigga had his team in place to tell his little groupie heifers, yo, give me your phone, sign this, make sure, you know, you got this done, you know what I'm saying? You got to worry about rubbers. We have the rubbers here, so they ain't slipping no Poco condoms about I had his baby. Yep, you know how these group of heifers do.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? I see how all that shit in place. I see has been around for a while. He knows how to handle his shit, and he did. Like I said, he does his shit. Well, no, look, you've never heard I see no cheating on his wife scandal shit. As long as you've heard of Ice-T, you never heard him in some type of sex scandal shit. Yeah, he made some songs about hollow point bullets. Yeah, you know, he was a gangbanger turned pimp, turned rapper turned actor, yeah, but you never hear him having his flock of hoes in any city he goes to or the chicks he got on standby when he's filming Law and Order and Chelsea Pierce. You don't hear about none of that shit. Because I didn't know she's doing, what he's doing. That bitch Coco just slipped up.
Damn, yo.
And like I said, she had nobody strong enough team to hold her down. Nobody go up to her homie, yo, give me your phone. Yo, sign this. So therefore, if them shits did leak, she'd get money because she sued it. And the pictures will never see the light of day again. You Google that shit right now, you can still find them shits.
That's crazy.
I say, a nigga like me, you know, that, and you know, it's never the goal. Me hit big time, but if I do, great. My team is going to be airtight, locked, solid. You ain't hearing Black and O-Sex Kid. You ain't hearing Black and Coy Hotel with some next chick or none of that. You ain't going to have no Cat Stacks chick videotaping with me sleep and all this bullshit going through my weed and shit.
I catch that slipping, though. I bet you all the cats you slip in, bam, right as you come out of your hotel room. I was the one in the ice machine. Got that pick. Sweet pick. I caught you.
Like I said, nah. Not catching me slipping. Well, we do have two more artists that we got to get into.
Let's go. All
right, we got fans on Twitter as Hoes Love Bands with a Z. This joint is called Money Fall on All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. Yeah, so let me know what you think. So far right now, our best track of the night will be the homie Garden State Pusher, repping Atlanta City. So he's definitely holding down. And we'll see what this the homie band's got for us. And we'll be right back.
Okay. Now she can make it bounce like a 6-4. Bend it over, bust it open, girl, get low. You ain't tryna get these bands, what you came for. She get on top and then she ride it like a rainbow.
What's that? What's that? What's that money? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that money? What's that? What's that money ball, bitch? What's that money ball? What's that? What's that? What's that money ball?
Now twerk, 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 twerk for the Honda. She went to a Benz from a Honda. Yeah, I'm supposed to get wetter than a jumper. Light skin, face like Rihanna. Yeah, her booty look fat, yeah, I wanna. Then I hit it from the back like a bumper. These niggas steady cuffin', now I wanna. Hit the bitch once, then I lose another. Man, I'm drunker than the mug. Swervin' on that lickum, yeah, I roll four blunts. Then I fuck four bitches, then I turn up on these niggas. 100 racks, another phone, I ball out on my bitches. Take a tour, Michael Kors, yeah, I'm on the mission. Make a meal, make some more, press the start ignition. Cop a lamb at 24, man, these hoes clapping for these bands, yeah, they getting low. Flying down the pole, bust it open, drop it low. And
what's that, what's that, what's that money, what's that, what's that, what's that, what's that money ball, bitch, what's that money ball, bitch, what's that money ball, what's that, what's that, what's that money ball. We get low, get low, get low, get low.
Yes, there was no technical difficulties. There was no other stuff like that. That was the actual length of the song.
No, I wasn't ready. I wasn't.
Oh, wasn't ready. I know you wasn't ready to come back, right?
Wasn't ready. No. What the fuck was that?
Yo, that was the shortest record song I've... I'm not gonna... It wasn't even... Like, that beat, I was picking that beat. But I was just like, damn, that shit was a minute... Not even a full minute and a half. That shit was 83 seconds.
I swear to God, I just cracked my knuckles, and the song was done.
That shit was 83 seconds.
Wait, wait, wait. Was that a snippet? Was that a sample?
Yo, tweet
home. Did I not ask for an MP3 file?
It wasn't an MP3 file. It was just an MP3 short file.
Of a song. Of a song. Of a song. Like, maybe I need to specify the duration time, right?
Well, hey, we never did, but come on. At least it's considered a song after at least 2 minutes.
Was that only
damn,
triple four? Yeah. Was 87 seconds.
This shit was shorter than a sex round. he was faster than a 2 minute nigga.
Wait, yo.
He was faster than
87 cents for 87 seconds of recorded time? Wow.
Yo, I tell you, that shit was trash.
What was he saying, though? Because I'm so tired of these guys coming out here talking about how they pop bottles and they fuck big booty hoes. Like, I want to see it. Show me. Prove it. Let me see. And then I'll believe you. Shut up. Like, you sound like you only pull bitches around your neighborhood. And those are AKA considered hood rats. You're the hood bitches. That's what you sound like. You don't sound like you pop bottles. You sound like you go to the liquor store and you pop a bottle every now and then. Not on a regular. So what the fuck? Like, I can't. Who is the next person black?
We
I told you, I will really go in on a person do like, I'm telling you, like, niggas be over-exaggerating. Stop it. Cut it out.
Next up, we got Afro Dillinger. And this joint is called Audio Soft. It's Region 4 Mixtape. 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
Fresh out of the shower, get a call from a smut. 25 minute drive and then I'm all in a gut. Most niggas complain, but see, I don't give a fuck. When I nut, she ask how much to fill my tank back up. I tell her 15 bucks and a soda out the kitchen. Say bye to all the kids, then I'm on another mission. Round the corner, I go to a broad named Heather. Tattooed on her arm, says top bitch forever. Told me he's locked up, but he always sent her letters. Plus pictures when I'm posing, but my dick is better. Felicia, she from down the street. She smoke a pound a week, cook a nigga eggs when I eat. She goes down on sweet. I know Patricia, she hooked me up with Jalissa. She fucked me in the shower, her back shots of Fisher. Misha know Aisha, when I fucked, they started beefing. Had a threesome, they got cool with each other and started speaking. Now they hit me up on the telly about every week and wanna know if we can get up. It maybe get to creeping, but nah, I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a trick, adios. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a trick, adios. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adios.
Adios, I know you want a nigga to stay, baby, I got to go. Adios, adios, we gon' link up again, shawty, just hit my phone. Adios,
baby girl, the money calling me. Eating good and getting fat. All these bitches falling me. Swirling on my blunts up. I don't even touch weed. I'm smoking till I'm tired though, like I ain't had enough weed. Got the little shorts on, and she cooking dinner too. Fucking with the Dillinger, shorty is the winner too. I ain't interested in cupping, fucking my winner too. So tell your girls we fucking, I bring my niggas too. We on the move though, you know how the groove go. Money in the rubber band, I put it where my shoes go. Three deep with two hoes, hopping out the two dope. They know I ain't laying up, cause I don't need to do those. I'm dodging them love affairs, gotta stick and move hoes. Lick a nigga balls and kiss your man, use a true hoe. Sliding out my denim shit, then put on my Timberlands. I hit you with the deuces, you can lose it, shorty, get a man. I ain't tripping off no ass, I'm sorry, ho. I kick you out of the room, I leave you in the lobby, ho. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adios. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adios. I'm not your man, bitch, I'm sorry, ho. I hit the blunt, hit the pussy, then I tell a bitch, adios.
Adios, adios, you want a nigga to stay, baby, I got to go. Adios, adios, we gon' link up again, shawty, just hit my phone. Adios, adios, adios.
I only want you to make a fix that. Take it back.
Shit, forget about it. I ain't doing it. Come on, we have fights all the time. When you worry, now you're going to hit me in the face. Hit me in the face.
Go ahead.
No, what are you afraid? Afraid of what?
Come on, don't be a little faggot. Come on, hit me.
Yeah, faggot.
Take it back, Jack.
Come on, Jack. Huh? You're going to be a real jerk when we punch you in the face.
Hey, Joey, did I not tell you just to do it? Now I'm telling you, you got to do it.
ain't hitting it.
Hey, I'm your older brother, Joey. I'm telling you something.
I know what you said. I ain't doing it. I don't care if you get mad. I ain't doing it. Fucking nut. Not doing it. I don't have any gloves anyway. We're going to hit you with the table.
Who's that over there?
What?
Wrap it around your head. How many times I got to tell you?
Not too many more.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
You want me to hit you?
I want you to hit me with everything you got. I want you to fucking lay me out. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. All right.
Harder.
Yeah? Let me throw a punch so I can take it up the ass. Come on. Harder. Harder. Harder.
That's hard. What the fuck? What do you
take
want?
It take it off.
Ah, oh, come on. You want to stop now? Take that's enough. Okay. That.
Come on.
Come on,
I'm gonna smack you again. Throw it again.
That's enough. Right.
That's enough.
Hard. Nah, your fucking cuts are opening and everything. What are you trying to prove? What does it prove?
We're back. Hold Pulse Radio. 347-857-4302. Shemaine Brooklyn Black and Nikki Boss, of course. I was like the audios, minus that little skit at the end. You know, I know most women wouldn't probably wouldn't rock with that, you know. Teaser zone, but that's just my own opinion there. You know, but what did you think?
Oh my gosh. Really, this cat at the end, though? No. Black, I can't.
Yeah, I think this kid killed it, but the song overall was pretty good, though.
No. Black, what was so nice?
Huh?
Black. He said, okay, hold on. He said that he doesn't, okay, what does he do? He only smokes a blunt, he fucks your pussy, and then he tells you adios.
See, like I
said. And then the other guy said that he would kick you out, put you in the lobby, ho. What? Black, I'm fucking big on being lyrically content, and you know that. Like,
I think that was more of a comical type thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, like I said, I dig except for that little skit at the end. You know what I'm saying?
What was that supposed to symbolize? Why did he want to get knocked out? Who was doing the knocking out? And what did that have to do with the song? Explain. I'm waiting. Please, somebody.
I can't explain. I didn't write the song.
What did you like about it?
It was just real mellow until that skit came in. You know, even though he was talking about putting bitches out in the lobby and all that, it was still,
Oh, shit.
You know, it was still... It was still pretty dope, decent. Like, you know, like I said, to me, I believe it's one of his comical joints because I've heard him spit way harder shit.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I think this is something he's fucking around with, you know, like one of those little comedy fillers on the mixtape, you know, one of those little skits on the album type things, you know. But I think it was, like I said, I think it was dope. Like, definitely not one of his best works by a long shot. You know what I'm saying? But it was okay. But I will tell you this much, that should definitely be better than that 83-second song we heard before that.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was just so, oh my gosh, can you please play the skit back again for me?
I'll play it back soon as we come back from this, soon come back from this quick commercial, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Nikki Barbs, Ball Bars Radio. And we'll be right back.
that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real, that's a fucking problem. Bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve. Hold up, bitches in my dime. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me overnight. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting bigger and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish. But at least a nigga, nigga rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars. Peace.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real, that's your fucking problem. Bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can sell. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the bussin'. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, ho, this is Finelli. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen to what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, holly, do ya, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my nigga, this courtesy of Compton. Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see Thorn there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't crack me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, your body food shape. But we ain't thirsty, nigga, never alert me, nigga. I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, nigga, this is a burpee, nigga. Lyrical exercise, right now, homie, I'm an extra vibe. Pipe down on the curb when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. The next line.
I am a sinner. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand.
Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today is coming, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink in the whitest with a mink. Running through that bitch like it's my house, all up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby, Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President departed, name one nigga out there harder than him. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high, fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight, still be straight. Fall back, bitch, I got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moons a nigga got left. Back to the joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title, numero uno. Kill my vibe, that's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn trilogy to urinals. Niggas pissed off. I'm in this position, erasing my fart. Need a hood of new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16 that I read a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas, touch down with morphines, I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Bitch, I'm here, nigga. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Nigga, Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim and I'm a perfect like blah. Man, I'm 14 like blah. If you get another magazine like blah, let a young nigga get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good chop. And Sean's a black beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Bitch, yeah, what's up?
Balls Radio back in the building, Brooklyn Black, Nikki Barbs. Nick, hope you like that little interlude I had to give you real quick.
Yes, definitely appreciate it. I was definitely in my vibe. Damn, I forgot. I was in my vibe. I forgot to take a sip, though.
Huh?
I forgot to take a sip. Every show, I drink Moscato. Every show.
Mm-mm-mm. And you ain't had no Moscato today?
I have it right now.
Ain't that a bitch. Shout out to Cold Delicious. Shout out to AC Garden State Pusher. Shout out to Eddie B. Come back with some real shit. Shout out to bands. Come back with a song loaded longer than 83 seconds.
Hey,
oh, man.
Is that, how long is a snippet, though? Like, a snippet is longer, right?
Yo, a snippet is at least 2 minutes. You never break the 2 minute mark. Oh, man. So, Nikki, what's your plans for the weekend?
I don't know. I don't know what my plans are for the weekend. I know my boyfriend probably has something planned for me, though. I'm
going to
hear about it.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to be in the building tomorrow night, pre-game radio. Shout out to Ab, who's in the building. Ab, what's good, son?
Yo, what's poppin'? Nikki Bobs, hi, baby.
Hi, Ab, how are you?
I'm fine. I just came in. I was out on a mission real quick, and I just I said, let me call real quick, and I definitely wish I was over there with you right now having a drink. I'm contemplating sending Black to the LIQ when he finished the show.
Yeah, but you know what, though? If you do send him, you know, it'll be worth it.
What do you mean send Black to the liquor store?
Why not?
We've been on this mimosa kick, so we might just have some mimosas.
You know what though? I really and I've been fiending for a mimosa. I really do. I really want one so bad.
Wait, you ain't checked my Facebook page? We definitely was posting pics of our drinks and shit up there.
Yeah,
you know,
only time Nikki Boss posts on Facebook is when she has to do something in the pregame radio group, or she wants to go and answer her thirst trap inboxes and shit like that. That nigga's never on Facebook.
You know what? I'm not up there either unless I'm playing the apps, because other than that, I'm not interested.
Word. I definitely do be getting into my apps and shit. I definitely do, and it be so fucked up because I don't be on Facebook that it be... When I do need help, though, like, when I do need help from y'all niggas to help me get reach certain levels in games, it just be fucked up because nobody responds to me. But it's cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo. I don't know what I could possibly do to help, but if you need some help, you need somebody to check your inbox or respond to inquiries or whatever, you can holler at me. I'll help us out.
All right. I'm definitely going to send a request to you because I know you got me. But what you got planned this weekend, Ab? What you got planned this weekend?
Well, my cousin is trying to come out from Jersey because we definitely trying to go catch that evil dead. We want to go be scared. So I'm definitely trying to do that. But if not, most likely I'll be homebound.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That is homebound. Now, let me ask you a question, though. I want to know how you feel. Do you feel as though breaks are healthy in a relationship in order to, like, kind of build, or do you disagree? You don't think breaks should be even?
I don't even think a break in a relationship is necessarily. If we breaking up. We ain't taking no rest. We ain't taking no break. We breaking up. Now, the point of having space, that is something that should be established in the beginning of the relationship. That's why you pick somebody that you do have things in common, but you don't have things in common. So this way, when you get together, you can talk about those things or do those things that you normally wouldn't do together. And if your person, your people don't like what you do, then that's what you got friends for. You go out and you do it with them. But it has to be, you know, a respectful situation where, look, I'm not out there doing nothing dangerous. You don't like to go party. I like to party. I'm not going to party all weekend so I can spend time with you, but you got to let me go out and do my own thing. You know, everybody's supposed to have their own space regardless.
Right.
That's why I said, you know, I probably would never live with anyone again unless we were in a mansion and I had my own side of the house. And when I say my own side, my own kitchen, my own bathroom, my own everything. Because sometimes I'm the type of person that sometimes I like to be alone. And I don't want no bitch killing my vibe, okay? I like to be alone. I wanna watch what I wanna watch. I wanna listen to what I wanna listen to. And you give me my private time. And when we together, we together. And when we not, we not. But it ain't no break. If you need a break because you need to think about some shit or you need to do some shit, then you need to leave me the fuck alone. And then when you finish doing whatever you're doing, if I'm still available, maybe we could pick it back up from there. But most likely, I wouldn't be. So, you know, it ain't no break. Nah, nigga, you need to get away from me, then be gone. Because having a habit of keeping no nigga that don't want to be kept, you dig?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But you know what, though, in today's society, though, you see that a lot, though. I see a lot of, like, chicks trying to hold on. Like, they will hold on to a nigga that they know that is not doing the 100% right. But they'll just to have somebody, they'll hold on to that shit.
No. You don't never hold on to somebody just to say you got somebody, because what you do is that you holding on to somebody that don't want to be with you, and in the meantime, you're blocking the person that may be supposed to be with you. You're blocking them from coming in because you're hanging on to some old shit or some motherfucker that don't want to be with you. Let it go.
So true. And I think a lot of females need to master the art of letting go. I don't think that they need to master that, the art of letting go. Letting go. Let that nigga go.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, just like chicks hold on to dead ends like it's money. Cut the shit. Let it go. Cut it. Why have your whole shit look raggedy for a couple of dead ends? Cut that shit. It ain't money. Let it go.
Ooh, raggedy.
Cut it out.
Yo, I definitely do feel you in the especially your trace awareness, because that's damn sure what the fuck it is. Raggedy loose ends. Cut it. Split. Cut it.
Word up. Because it ain't going to do you no good. You just keep splitting up your fucking shit. So you cut it off. You let it go. Right. Same thing with a man. Same thing with anybody, with anything. If it's not an asset, it's a liability. And we don't need liability. We need people that is going to hold us up, lift us up, let us go ahead and help us do what we need to do, not be shitting on us or not giving us the attention or whatever that we need. You let that, you just forget that. It's a wrap. It's plenty of niggas out here. Oh, my God, the world is full of people. One motherfucker
exactly.
Don't want to find another one. It's you know, it's not that hard.
Exactly.
You got to go through a couple of niggas. If you got to go through a couple of niggas to get where you got to get, then that's what it is.
I definitely do believe you, and I definitely do. I'm such a believer of that. Like people would say, yeah, there's 100 and 1,000 fish in the sea. Exactly.
Exactly.
It really is, though.
Basically.
So, you know, as one. Come on
my
now.
My problem is with relationships is that after a while, and I realize this about myself, it's nobody else's fault, but after a while I get bored. And it's not necessarily the person, the other person, it ain't got to be them. It's me. I change my mind all the fucking time. What interests me today may not interest me tomorrow, and that's just how the fuck it goes.
Yo, but that's funny, though. But then exactly, so that's something that you have to really think about and consider if with you being with somebody, like you saying, like, look, I want to marry you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be able to deal with, I guess, that person getting bored.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like I said, things need to be established in the beginning of the relationship. We can't take anything for granted, and we can't make any assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. And what we have to realize, too, is just because somebody may be really, really into us in the beginning and, you know, then we may catch feelings, and then that person may change their mind. They may decide they don't want to be with you. We have to respect another person's decision to change their mind. Everybody has the right to change their mind, okay? So that's why it needs to be established in the beginning. Listen, I'm not – if you're looking for somebody just to hang out for now, then say that. Look, I'm just looking for somebody to hang out for now. I'm not trying to get too deep. But if we find ourselves getting closer, then we'll have another conversation about the next step to take. You know what I'm saying? And if you just dealing with somebody, you know, y'all just spend a little time together, whatever, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them no more, you can't get mad. If they done moved on, then they done moved on. Same thing goes for you. If you're seeing somebody and it's just a casual thing and you find somebody else that you're interested in and you want to pursue them, then you be honest with that person and be like, look, you know, somebody else I'm feeling right now. You got, and it may sound fucked up.
But a person will
appreciate the truth better than if you just went on ahead and did what you was doing and it was like, you know, oh, by the way. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Tell her, be honest in the beginning. Yo, listen, I'm feeling this. That's why, yo, to this day, that's why I love Erica Badu because, and what she did, it was kind of fucked up, but how she did it was kind of fucked up, but she did it, she did what she had to do. And I remember when she was dating Common, he had said that he had went through a lot of shit breaking up with her, how she just called him one day and was like, yo, I'm not feeling you no more. I'm feeling some other nigga, and I'm a rock with him. And that was the end of it. Now, like I said, her tactics was straight raw, but she was honest and she was up front. She wasn't dangling him by no rope, pulling his chain, keeping him as no extra. She wasn't doing none of that. She was just straight up, yo, I ain't fucking with you no more. And people really need to take that attitude.
They do. And I'm damn sure, Erica Badu, she damn sure did it. Can I be as brave as her one day and say that to a nigga? Hopefully, but I mean, I hope I wouldn't have to ever say that because in my relationship right now, I'm very happy and that's not even an option. But thank you, Ed. We're about to close out.
They're about to initiate the shutdown.
Yes, initiate the shutdown. And you want to hear some type of commercial type shit that you probably didn't heard on the fucking TV ad or something. That's funny. But
thank you, glad I was able to at least catch you for a few minutes and call into the show.
Yes. Thank you. We gotta have some mimosas. We do.
Definitely. Whenever you're ready, boo, let me know.
Nicki Minaj ain't coming to Brooklyn. Cut that out.
Yes, yes, I am. Yes,
Brooklyn
I am.
Is where it's at. She's going to get out here. Don't worry. Give me time.
Get out there. Exactly. Give me some time.
Get out here.
All right.
All right, babe.
Yes,
I'll see you later.
All right, Black. So there we have it. There we have it. Tonight's show.
Another episode in the bag.
In the bag.
Season
yep.
one. We got one more week.
One more week.
And mark it on your calendars. Everyone rocking with us. April 10th, 3-year anniversary of pregame radio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I might have to make a guest appearance.
And I've said it time in, time out. When pregame radio came, there was a slew of shows in existence, you know, shows that we took mentoring from, shows we helped participate in, and things of that nature. Nowadays, not so much, but there's still, you know, some shows around, and the fact that pregame radio has pretty much been the same without any change or anything like that, but, you know, the past 3 years is freaking monumental, okay. You know. So,
and I put in a year of that.
So, everyone who's been with pregame radio when it was just a random idea, who's watched with me, Ab, Lady Steel, Jay the Tech Guy, Hopper, Tasha B. It's just a whole other slew of people who work behind the scenes. Our initial sponsors, Tough Wire. You know, also shout out to Blue Raspberry Wind in the remix. You know, that helped pregame radio go to where we're going. And definitely a big shout out to Dirty Entertainment. You see me, Quinoa, Murphy Lee, Ali, Nelly, because they definitely show us a lot of love and support, and they actually gave us that push. So I definitely want to give a big thanks to them. But it is time for us to go, and I'll pretty much keep the thank yous going. On tomorrow night's show.
Yes. I'm sorry. Before we do get out, shout out to Seven, Stay Fly Ivy. He's tuning in. I see you. I'm sorry. I was on Twitter, but then I wasn't on Twitter. Shout out to I Thought of Saying, too, because he just got out of school, but he's listening now. And shout out to at French. Franchise World, they said that they got some music to send me. I hope it's not whack. Spare me.
I hope it's longer than 83 seconds.
Yeah, that too. And Seven Stay Fly Ivy says that he's dropping a club banger tomorrow. So we shall see. We shall see. We shall see. But like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you. What you're doing, what you got going on for yourself and yours, especially if it's benefiting you and it's not hurting anybody else, do you. And, yes, we have another week before the season finale. So make sure y'all tune in and send me music but not whack shit. And good night.
And, of course, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clam. I'm off alive, don't drink and drive. And shout out to everybody who having baby showers and dropping them babies during the springtime months.
Yay, Rocky Blue.
We got a popping in the fall last year. So, shout out to you guys.
It was. Bent over. Nasties. Little nasties.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all be good. Catch you on All Boss Radio next Tuesday. I'll be in the building with Ab doing pregame radio all night. So, you know, just rock with us. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. You already know the addies and all that good stuff. And we out here. Have a safe weekend. And we'll catch you when we get back. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.